Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Your love lifted me higher. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of things there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions, check out the blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question, et cetera, et cetera. And also don't forget to check us out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Masacker. We're talking about the design of your business, folks. And by the way, Tom's website is Tom Asacker, A-S-A-C-K-E-R, TomAsacker.com, or also ClearEye.com. Is that right, Tom?
Yes, exactly.
And you can find all of his books there. Tom, let's build a design. Let's identify the fundamental components. Not the, you know, we don't know what kind of design this business or that business needs. You know, who all are listening wherever they may be around the world. But there are fundamentals that you can put together that every small business must have in their design. They have to be able to record accurate and timely financial information. They have to keep up with that. They have to have products.
Exactly.
They have to have products and service that correspond to not what the marketplace is doing, but what customers expect. What do you think about that?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, you don't look at competitors and say, "Well, is there anyone in town that's selling hamburgers?" That's not what you do. You look at the marketplace and you say, do the people in this town hunger for hamburgers?
Right, exactly.
Right? And most people, a lot of people don't approach the market by having a visceral feeling for what the audience craves. Instead, they look at the market and they say, this looks like a good location to put up a sub joint or a new hair salon. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, we're inundated with choice now. Mm. We can find things on our telephone. You know, you have to have something that will draw us towards you. That your business model has to be something that we look at and we say, wow, that's something that I really desire.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Unless you can figure out how to get a monopoly.
other fundamentals. When you go to market, test what your approach is to the marketplace. Find out from customers if what you're offering them is what they want. Of course, you may have a pretty good indication based on sales performance, right? That'll be one way. But you also have to make sure that if you're not getting the performance that you want out of sales and profits, that it's not the products, maybe it's the way you're going to market, maybe it's the way you're talking to people, your employees, that kind of thing. What do you think, Tom?
Well, see, that's critical, Jim. You know, a lot of times we steer by numbers. And take football as an analogy. You know, on Monday morning, the coaches don't sit and say, well, here was the score at the end of the first quarter. What was wrong there? They don't do that. They look at detailed videos to see how people stepped. Where did they put their foot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that we need to do that. We need to stop looking at customers through the lens of numbers, and we need to get out there and experience what they're experiencing. We have to taste our own food.
Mm-hmm.
We have to call our own company. We need to place an order at our own website.
Right.
We need to feel what they're feeling so that we know that it needs to be improved, not just look at the numbers. Once the numbers start going bad, it's kind of late.
A couple of other fundamentals I think that people should be focusing on. Number one is making sure that you spend some time looking at where your industry, where your company, where your marketplace is going. How is it trending? What's the vector that it seems to be trending on? So that you're at least heading in that direction, and not going in the opposite direction. That's a big deal, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, and you know who the best indication of what direction the industry is moving in? is your customers,
yep.
especially the early adopters.
It's amazing what the knowledge that they have that benefit us to get our design right, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, if Blockbuster had seriously cared about co-creating the experience with their customers, how many customers said, look, I don't like paying this $30 late fee here?
Uh-huh.
Blockbuster would have said they don't like that experience. How do we change the design of this business
right.
to eliminate these late fees?
Mm-hmm.
And if they had done that, there would be no Netflix.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Because they already had the market. They just lost it. Hey, Tom, give us the website quickly one more time. Website.
ClearEye.com or TomAsacker.com.
And that's Asacker with a CK. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Always great. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. We'll do it next time.
You too, Jim. Thank
Tom
you. Happy holidays.
Tom, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.